Mics are live.
Good afternoon. It is 3:30 p.m. on Thursday, September 19th, 2019. This is a Public Service Commission meeting in the Public Service Commission hearing room on the 12th floor of the State Capitol in Bismarck, North Dakota. The purpose of this meeting is to conduct a public hearing on proposed changes to the Commission's administrative rules. I'm Commissioner Brian Crocius, Chairman of the Public Service Commission. With me today are Commissioners Julie Fedorchak and Commissioner Randy Christman. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchak.
I don't either.
Commissioner Christman.
Nor do I.
This is a rules case being heard, case number PU-19-291. The purpose of this, the amendments are to clarify that decommissioning and financial assurance requirements apply to all wind facilities generating more than 500 kilowatts that have not been granted a waiver by the commission. The proposed rule is expected to have an impact on the regulated community in excess of $50,000. The commission has scheduled this public hearing to allow everyone the opportunity to submit information or comments concerning the adoption of proposed changes to the North Dakota Administrative Code. All comments received at this public hearing will be considered by the commission together with all other written comments received. Written comments may be submitted until the close of business on September 30th, 2019. The Public Service Commission will consider all of the comments received and address the comments in its written decision. Anyone may request a copy of the decision, and it will be provided via email or regular mail. The decision and all other filings in this case will also be available on the Commission's website, which is psc.nd.gov. This hearing is being broadcast over the Internet and is also being electronically recorded. We ask anyone who would like to comment to take the witness stand and speak into the microphone so that the broadcast and recording will be of good quality. When the red light is on, which it is now, the broadcast is live. Everyone will be given the opportunity to speak. Please identify yourself for the record before you speak. If you have a prepared statement, a written copy of your statement is appreciated and will be helpful. There is a sign-up sheet in the back of the room, so please sign in if you testify, and I will now open the hearing for comments. Does anyone wish to testify on case number PU-19-291 concerning the proposed rules? And we will start with Mr. Lean.
Thank you, Commissioner. My name is Jerry Leon. I am a public utility analyst in the Public Utilities Division of the Public Service Commission. The purpose of my testimony is to describe proposed changes to North Dakota Administrative Code Chapters 690909, Administrative Rules Pertaining to Wind Farm Decommissioning. While the proposed changes include some minor language tweaks to improve clarity, the primary purpose of these changes is to clarify that decommissioning Chapter 690909 applies to wind projects that were not required to obtain a site certificate from the Commission. Present law requires a site certificate for wind projects with 500 kW or more of generating capability. But there were previous time periods when that threshold was 50 megawatts and 99 megawatts. As a result, some projects constructed during those times were not cited. Section 690909.01 sub 7 defines existing facility and is being expanded to include existing wind projects for which a site certificate was not issued. Section 690909.01 sub 9 defines owner and is being expanded to include owners of facilities for which no site certificate was issued. There's one other substantive change being proposed to eliminate Section 690909.08 sub 5 sub B sub 2, which was determined unnecessary because the requirements in subsection 690908 sub 5 sub B sub 1 are sufficient. That concludes my testimony.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lean. Commissioner Chrisman, any questions?
I'm trying to remember, because I'm sure we talked about this along the way, but what was that other... What's at the very end there? And help me, refresh me on what that is that was not deemed necessary anymore.
It was a requirement for self-bonding, and it pertained to financial performances that a company would have to have so much equity. And I forget what else was in there. But those things were thought to be part of the previous subsection that defines bond ratings and things like that. So those kind of factors would have been taken into account in the bond ratings that were issued.
That was the part about the tangible net worth of at least $10 million. Yes. And their ratios and such, right?
Yep.
Okay. In the few years since the commission started really taking decommissioning of wind farms seriously, have you gotten good response from landowners and the public in general about the fact that we're doing that?
Yeah, I believe so.
Do you think they have an expectation that that's all these large commercial wind farms as opposed to ones that were just built after a certain year and not on certain years when the siting threshold used to be different?
Say that again.
Do you think that the public expects us now to be doing that with all of the large wind farms as opposed to just the ones that were cited in certain years when the threshold...
Yes, yes.
Thank you. No other questions.
Okay, Commissioner Fedorchak.
I don't have any questions for Jerry. Thank you.
I don't have any questions either. Legal counsel. Is there anyone else who would like to testify? Anyone else? Okay, seeing no other individuals wishing to testify, I will now close the hearing on case number PU-19-291. All of the comments provided in writing through the close of business September 30th, 2019 will be considered and discussed in our decision. Also, any changes made to the proposed rules due to the Commission's review of comments received or the Commission discussion will be explained in the written decision. The record will remain open until September 30th, 2019. The hearing is now closed. Thank you, everyone.